Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today, we're going to continue talking about Dubai in our unit on the economy. And we're describing Dubai as being a place that is booming, but it's also having a bust in the desert. Now, in our program last time, Stephanie, we did talk about Dubai mostly in terms of how successful it has been, especially because of its ambitious leader there, Sheikh Mohammed. But today, we're going to start talking about the dark side of Dubai, some of the problems they've been having with their economy lately.
The dark side of Dubai. That sounds like a great movie. Actually, they did manage to transform themselves rather quickly. They used to be just a really small trading port. And in the span of about 10 years, they grew over 200%. But you know, when you grow that fast, there's always a price to pay. And we're going to be talking about that price in today's lesson. As the title suggests, they did have a boom, and now they're in the bust period, so they're not doing as well.
Those poor people, as if they don't have enough problems with that burning sun there, and now they have to pay for that huge building
that they just built.
Yes. You can't just take that thing down.
No.
But we will talk some more about Dubai today, so let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the content of today's lesson, and then we'll come back to discuss it.
They say that all good things must come to an end. In the case of Dubai's economic miracle, there are signs that the end could already be drawing near. When a worldwide economic crisis, almost unprecedented in scale, began to sweep across the world in late 2008, Dubai was not spared its ill effects. Previously, confident foreign investors started to get cold feet and pull out of deals, resulting in the suspension of construction projects. Then, in November 2009, Dubai's faltering economy became headline news everywhere when the state-owned Dubai World asked its creditor bank for a six-month delay on loan repayments, totaling $60 billion. As evidence of the delicate and interconnected nature of financial markets, stocks and currency values across the world plunged at the news. For many observers, Dubai's fall from grace has been no great surprise. Dubai's economy has been labeled a bubble, referring to its unsustainable rate of growth, which is destined to eventually burst. The impatient Sheikh Mohammed chose to take the shortcut to success by borrowing huge amounts of money to get projects off the ground. Now, with many of these high-profile projects struggling and the state stuck with massive debts, this gamble appears to have backfired. It is too early to write Dubai's obituary just yet. However, if this fairy tale is to have a happy ending, then short-term, get-rich-quick thinking will need to be ditched in favor of a more long-term, sustainable approach. The challenge now for Dubai is to prove to the world that its economy is built on something more solid than sand.
Okay, everybody, let's talk about today's lesson. The first sentence here says, they say, or people say, that all good things must come to an end. That's something people tell us to remind us that it's not always going to be fun and games. Mm-mm. Someday you're going to have to wake up and smell the roses or smell the coffee and get down to brass tacks and stop fooling around. Quit playing around and stuff. And well, this is true of Dubai. And in the case of Dubai's economic miracle, there are signs that the end could already be drawing near. Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good. So, of course, they were doing quite well before, but now it seems that they're facing some rather huge financial problems.
Yeah, they did what everybody else did around the world. They lived beyond their means. They kept borrowing to increase what they had and to, you know, look like they were becoming wealthy when really they were just borrowing money. But we'll talk about that. Now, what happened is we had a worldwide economic crisis. Who out there doesn't know that yet? I hope everybody's aware that we are still trying to recover from that worldwide economic crisis. A crisis is some type of emergency. You could describe a crisis as a disaster or catastrophe, It's a situation where you need to act quickly or things could actually get worse than they already are. And so we did go through this economic crisis. We're recovering now. Things are starting to improve. We're calling this economic crisis almost unprecedented in scale. If something's unprecedented, it hasn't happened before. We've never seen this kind of crisis where the whole entire world was affected. Usually it just happens in one region of the world or one country. Their economy will go down. For example, Asia had some problems in the 90s and they really struggled. Meanwhile, the U.S. was doing okay. So this is the first time that everybody was having a hard time at the same time.
Right. There was no example of this having happened before. So it was unprecedented, and therefore people didn't really know what to do about it. Notice also here it's unprecedented in scale or size. And again, it began to sweep across the world back in 2008, which was just over a year ago. And Dubai was not spared its ill effects. It was not spared the problems of this huge economic crisis that began a couple of years ago. Now, to spare something means that you don't let it be hurt or punished, even though it was supposed to, right? So, for example, I could say maybe a criminal was going to be executed, but the king decided to spare his life. I'll let him live. He didn't mean to do it. I'll save his life and make him a slave or something. Well, Dubai had to suffer like everybody else. It was not spared the ill effects or the problems of this economic crisis.
You can also spare someone you like some trouble. Maybe you say, oh, do you need some things at the grocery store? I'll pick them up for you. I'll spare you the trouble of having to go down there. So you're kind of helping someone out. Well, they unfortunately had to go through all of the bad effects along with the rest of us.
I could also say that my friend Gwen was going to tell me a story, but she's told me that story 20 times before,
spare
and I'm
me.
So sick of hearing it. Yeah, so I said, oh, please spare me. I don't want to hear it, please.
Don't make me go through that again.
Don't make me pretend like I'm interested when I hate that story.
Oh, dear.
But again, Dubai was not spared of the problems, and previously confident foreign investors started to get cold feet, and they began to pull out of deals, and that resulted in the suspension of construction projects. Now, these were foreign investors who were confident before. Previously, they were confident. Previously just means before. They were confident. They thought that they were investing in a very stable place, that there would be no problems. But, well, they had bad feelings about it, and they started to get cold feet, which doesn't probably happen very often in Dubai because of the high temperatures there. But if you get cold feet, it just means you start to hesitate. You don't want to do what you said you're going to do. For example, a friend of mine, his name is Ben. He was engaged to get married. Mm-hmm. But as the wedding day grew closer, he started to get cold feet. He did not want to make that kind of commitment.
Yeah, and then they back out of the wedding last minute. That happens quite often, actually. Well, these foreign investors started to get cold feet and they pulled out of deals. And so this resulted in the suspension of construction projects. If the money isn't there, of course, they can't continue to build. They need those investors. So once those investors said, oh, I don't know about this. I don't feel good about it anymore. They couldn't continue to work on these huge construction projects. They were building like crazy in Dubai.
Mm-hmm. And the investors suddenly pulled out and therefore the construction had to stop. And everybody was wondering what the heck they were going to do to make a living. Well, back in November of last year, 2009, Dubai's faltering economy became headline news everywhere in the world. If something is faltering, that means it's unsteady and it's starting to fall down. So their economy was having problems there. It was faltering. And their problems became headline news. Headline, of course, would refer to a news story that's on the front page of the newspaper in really big letters. Headline news.
Yeah, that would be headline news. I remember all those stories. Well, it became headline news everywhere. When the state-owned Dubai World asked its creditor bank, that's the bank that loaned it lots of money, they asked the bank, hey, can we have a 6-month delay? Can we wait on those loan repayments that we owe you? Those loan repayments totaled $60 billion. Now, a loan is when you give someone some money and they promise to repay you at a later date, usually with interest. So they'll pay you maybe a 10% interest on top of the money that you borrowed from them. But they couldn't afford to even make the payments. And they said, can you wait for 6 months? That's when things started going bad.
Right. So they borrowed a lot of money from this bank. That's the creditor bank. But, of course, they have to pay those loans back. But they became unable to do so. And they said, can we just have a little bit of delay on that? We're having trouble coming up with the payments here. And as evidence of the delicate and interconnected nature of financial markets, stocks and currency values across the world plunged at the news. So lots of people were involved in this problem. Hopefully, a lot of people are probably thinking that, oh, it's just isolated to Dubai. Okay, that's their problems. I should be okay. But no, we're all interconnected these days in this global village. And these markets are very delicate, which means they can be affected very easily. Like the housing market in the United States pretty much destroyed the world economy a couple years ago. So all these things are interconnected. They have very close relationships with each other.
Now, to use this verb, plunge means you fall or dive very fast at a very fast rate. So if a price or a rate plunges, you'll often see that in the news. It means it suddenly decreases by a really large amount. Picture a diver on a diving board. As he gets ready to dive in, he's plunging into the water. You could say, hey, the unemployment rate really plunged sharply during the economic crisis. A lot of people lost their jobs quickly in a short amount of time. Well, their inability to repay loans caused a lot of financial markets to plunge at the news. People were really worried. And of course, when people get worried, it affects our stock markets. Okay, everybody, it's time for our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to finish up on Dubai.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jenny. 今天我们继续来看杜拜的经济奇迹。首先呢，延续之前说的，杜拜它从事为了要让它创立经济奇迹，它做了各种大型的壮观的建筑计划。那我们今天就来看看到底最后这个奇迹会不会真的出现。在文章这里下面第二段里头，他说到了这里呢有一个全球性的金融危机，而这个金融危机可以说是 unprecedented。 unprecedented 就是前所未有的，之前从来没有过的，后面 in scale 就是在规模上，这个规模之大从来没有过，而且开始横扫全球。时间当然就是在2008年尾的时候，当时呢杜拜 was not spared its ill effects。 spare 是被赦免被饶过，所以他其实也没躲过这一劫。而 previously confident foreign investors 在先前原来很有信心的这些外国投资客，最后呢就 get cold feet， 他们开始胆怯，开始退缩，而且呢pull out of deals， 就把银根紧缩，缩手了，不做生意了，最后就造成了他的建筑计划没办法进展。注意到咯，这边用到了一个字 suspension， 就是代表暂停。那所有计划暂停之后，在2009年的11月，当时杜拜的经济到了一种 faltering 的地步。什么叫 faltering？ 就是摇摇欲坠，可以说就要倒了。而当时这个新闻成了全球的头条，而且呢那时候有一个 stateDubai World， 我们知道 Dubai World 是一个经纪公司，这是一个政府国营的世界公司。 State owned， 这个 state 它的解释上其实是代表国家，所以说这是国营的机构。那我们提到如果是民营的话，那要怎么讲呢？我们会用到 private enterprise， 民营企业。 杜拜世界公司是一个国营企业，当时他就要他的 creditor bank， 就是债权银行们，让他们可以把还款的期限展延半年。这里注意到一个 loan 就是指贷款， loan repayment 就是指贷款的偿还。那当时的债务达到了$600 billion，注意到这个数字 billion 本身就是10亿，所以 $60 billion 那是600亿之多。再来，他说当时他的经济状况其实是非常的脆弱的，脆弱这个字用了 delicate， 还有呢 interconnected nature， 讲的就是经济其实呢可以说是有连带关系的，一个国家它的经济跟全球的经济状况当然是环环相扣。而且当时呢在市场上不管是 stocks 股市或者是 currency values 货币的价值可以说都 plunge 就是暴跌。那后面这边用到了一个介系词 at the news， 它的暴跌后面接的 at 就是表示它要加一个引起事端的原因，就是这个消息一出来之后，开始股票、货币价值就纷纷的暴跌。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. We're going to continue talking about Dubai. We talked about Dubai's success, their economic miracle, but the bust came later on because of that worldwide economic crisis. Oh, it was unprecedented, and Dubai was not spared, and foreign investors who previously were confident got cold feet, and Dubai's economy started to falter, and it became headline news. Well, back in November of last year, this Dubai World had some problem. They couldn't pay back their loans. And, of course, world financial markets dropped as a result of that. They plunged all over the world. But I think we've all pretty much recovered from that by now. But that does not mean that Dubai's problems are over. Well, let's go on now and talk about the next paragraph. For many observers, people who watch Dubai and take a look at their financial markets, Dubai's fall from grace has been no great surprise.So it didn't surprise them. They thought, yeah, you know, you can't do that forever. You can't keep spending money and borrowing money. Sometime it's going to catch up with you. What goes around comes around. So they were not surprised by this at all.
No, you can't keep borrowing money when you're not making enough to repay. Someday it's going to get you into trouble. And that's what happened, at least in the housing market in the States.People kept wanting to borrow more money and buy bigger and bigger homes because they seemed to think that the money was free. But you know what? You have to repay that money you borrow.
It is a silly way to think, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, they fell from grace. And if you fall from grace, it just means you were admired before, you were doing quite well, but then suddenly you weren't anymore. A perfect example of that would be Tiger Woods. When that controversy came out last year, he kind of fell from grace. People respected him before, and now they realize that he was a very undependable family man.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dubai's economy has been labeled a bubble. If something's labeled a bubble, it means it's growing so quickly that someday it's going to burst or pop. Things will change quickly. Now, something's a bubble economically when it has an unsustainable rate of growth. You can't keep growing at 230%. That's insane. Someday it's going to pop. Well, it was destined to eventually burst. One day it would come falling down, and it's happened.
Right, bubble there. The first thing I think about is the dot-com bubble that
Yes.
took place a number of years ago. There are probably several other examples of these economic bubbles that pop when people realize that they just can't pay back all those loans. You cannot have that sustainable rate of growth. So again, that bubble burst. And Sheikh Mohammed wasn't very happy about that. He was impatient, so he chose to take the shortcut to success.By borrowing huge amounts of money to get projects off the ground. So he was impatient. No, I don't have time to wait for the economy to improve. It could take years. So he took a shortcut. A shortcut is the closest path between point A and point B. If you're tired of driving an hour to work every day, you might try to find a shortcut and get there faster. But here he took an economic shortcut. He decided to borrow more money, and that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, a shortcut also could be just a quicker way of doing something or accomplishing something. Sometimes people will cheat in order to get ahead or be promoted. So they didn't get that promotion fairly. They didn't do the work. They simply cheated to get there. Well, when you do stuff like that, you get caught eventually. Well, he wanted to take a shortcut by just borrowing money instead of making the money he needed first and then investing real money. He was using other people's money to get projects off the ground. When you get something off the ground, it simply means you get it started so that it's successful. Picture a plane. It's got to get off the ground to even fly to its destination. So that'll help you remember what it means. You've got to get up in the air in order to actually get to your goal.
Right. He wanted to get them moving, but many of these high-profile projects are struggling, and now the state or the government is stuck with massive debts. So everybody seems to be in debt in Dubai now, and the gamble appears to have backfired. He took a chance there, he gambled, and he lost. So things are just getting worse and worse there. And if something backfires, it just has the effect or the opposite effect of what you wanted or expected. Just like a gun, when it shoots the bullet the wrong way and shoots you instead.
Ow.
Instead of the person you're trying to shoot. That's where that phrase comes from. Okay, well, it is too early to write Dubai's obituary just yet. So they might just be having some financial problems now, but eventually these problems may be solved. So we don't need to write this obituary. Obituary. That's kind of a strange word, isn't it?
It's what is written in a newspaper when someone passes away. It talks about someone's life and what they did while they were yet alive. Well, it's too early to say Dubai's going to die, that they're not going to ever recover. We hope they do. We need them to. Now, it's a fairy tale if it has a happy ending. And they want Dubai to have that fairy tale happy ending. Well, if you do, then short-term, get-rich-quick thinking isn't going to be the way to success. You need to ditch that kind of thinking in favor of a more long-term, sustainable approach. Now, when you ditch something, it's a very informal way to say you're getting rid of something. For example, a lot of guys or girls who no longer like their boyfriend or girlfriend will ditch them for someone who's more exciting and tempting to them. Well, you need to get rid of that get-rich-quick thinking. Sometimes it just takes a lot of hard work to get ahead. In fact, it takes a lot of long-term sustainable growth in order to have really solid economic growth. Now, if you talk about an approach here, this is a noun. It's just how you're going to handle a situation. Maybe it's a particular method you're going to use or a course of action. A lot of people take a very friendly approach when they're trying to get a good deal on a car, you know, instead of being aggressive and hostile towards the car salesman, they take a friendly approach and see how that gets them.
Right, or you might have to decide what kind of approach you're going to use if you see an attractive girl someplace and you want to talk to her. Are you going to try to be macho and strong? Are you going to take that approach? Or are you going to be like a gentleman? You have to decide on your approach. But here in Dubai, they need to take a long-term, sustainable approach. They can't gamble and have these quick fixes. And the challenge now for Dubai is to prove to the world that its economy is built on something very, very solid and not something weak like sand. So people need to realize that it's a solid investment. It's just going to take some time to fix it. And when it is fixed, we'll all be better in the end. Okay, thank you for listening, everybody. It's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to say farewell.
我们接下来看这一段，他说到了很多的观察者呢，他们认为之所以杜拜向他新天 fall from grace， 就是失去恩宠，失去了地位，失去了别人的信任，他之所以这样子的名誉扫地，根本也不令人意外，因为他的经济可以被贴上一个标签， 叫做 bubble， 所谓的泡沫，它可以说是一个泡沫经济而已。这个泡沫经济指的就是它的 unsustainable rate of growth。 unsustainable 就是不能够持续下去，没办法持续下去的那种成长率，最后一定会 burst。相对于 bubble 这个字，泡泡最后就会幻灭破灭了。那当时这个 Sheikh Mohammed 就是他们的领导者，决定说要怎么办。他其实是用了 take the shortcut to success， 也就是想要超捷径走成功的捷径，所以让债台高筑。所谓的债台高筑后面提到了 get projects off the ground， 为了让这个整个建筑计划可以开始，这个偏语的意思就是使什么开始，那记得大笔的钱来开始他的建筑计划。而现在呢，后面注意到了 with 这个介系词， with 介系词加了一个名词在后面，接下来再加一个补语，就表示一个附带的状况，形容当时的情形是如何。现在我们看到这个情形就是 many of these high profile projects， 也就是高调的引起很多人注意的计划呢，都在怎么样 struggling。 注意到 struggling 这个补语，它又是主动的语态，所以它用 ving。而这些计划在苦撑当中，而他的国家呢，本身自己也是 stuck with massive debts。 注意到 stuck 这里是过去分词，跟前面的 struggling 不一样。为什么用过去分词呢？因为它表示被动，国家是被卡在巨额的负债当中。 This gamble appears to have backfired， 因为这些种种的情况，所以这场赌局看起来是弄巧成拙。 backfire 就是产生事与愿违的结果。我们继续看最后这一段，提到了杜拜它到底是不是到此为止，它是不是应该就没有发展的空间了呢？注意到 obituary 这个字代表的是讣文，是要发它的讣文了吗？宣告它已经死亡了吗？啊，也许这样还太早。不过它后面就提到了这一个沙漠童话，如果它要有幸福而美满的结局，应该怎么样呢？ ditched 这个动词代表摒弃，就相当于 abandon， 应该要抛弃掉那种快速致富、一夜致富的思维，而要选择一种 long term sustainable approach， 所谓的有远见的而且能长期维持下来的做法。
Well, that's a little bit about Dubai. You know how they experienced their initial boom and now they're going through a bust period, but we hope they're able to turn things around. A lot of people who have invested in Dubai are counting on the fact that they get this right. Thanks for joining us in English Digest. Come back soon. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Bye.
Bye.